Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Father, we thank you for your faithfulness. Thank you, Lord, for your mercies and love toward us. Thank you for your power that is working in our lives, producing great results. Be praised forever in Jesus' name. We thank you for solving our problems. Thank you, Lord, for destroying all the works of darkness that were formed against us. Thank you for subduing Satan and his agents on our feet. Thank you for your promises that are coming to pass in our lives. Thank you for a great and glorious future you have set before us. Thank you, Father. Be praised forever in Jesus' name. We are grateful, Lord, for putting your honor on our lives. Thank you for raising us up above limitations and obstacles. Thank you for drawing yourself closer to us. Thank you, Lord, for making us to know you more. Thank you, Father. We are grateful for your protection on our lives. Thank you, Lord, for preserving us since the beginning of this year till this very moment. Thank you for fighting our battles. Thank you for giving us deliverances and healings and breakthroughs and victories. Thank you, Lord. Be praised forever in Jesus' name. We thank you for the doors you have opened for us. And we know those doors will remain opened. We thank you for the blessings you have released into our lives, both spiritual blessings and physical blessings. Be praised forever in Jesus' name. We are also grateful for all our prayers that you have answered. Thank you, Lord. We thank you for help us. You have sent into our lives to help us. Thank you, Father. We are here in your presence this night, this midnight, to seek your face, to worship you, to praise you, and to pray. O Lord, have fellowship with us. In Jesus' name. Help us to touch you and help us to receive your touch in this prayer session. In Jesus' name. Help us to pray with faith. Help us to worship you in spirit and in truth. In Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord, for we know you're going to do more than our expectations. Blessed be your holy name. In Jesus' name we have prayed. Amen. I welcome you to the Lord's presence. And I want us to be focused on the Lord, even right now as we are in His presence. Yeah, don't be distracted because it's a festive season. Yeah, the best place to be is always in the Lord's presence. Yeah, in whatever season or in whatever month of the year, the best place to be, pick some songs right now. O Lord, our God, how excellent is your name in all the earth. How excellent is your name, O Lord, O Lord. Our God, how excellent is your name in all the earth. How excellent is your name. How wonderful is your name. How glorious is your name in all the earth. How excellent is your name, O Lord, O Lord, our God. How excellent is your name in all the earth. How excellent is your name. You are worthy to be glorified. You are worthy, Jehovah. You are worthy to be glorified. You are worthy, Lord. You are worthy, Father. You are worthy to be glorified. You are worthy, Jehovah. You are worthy to be glorified. You are worthy, Lord. Covenant keeping God. There is no one like you. Alpha and Omega. There is no one like you. Covenant keeping God. Covenant keeping God. There is no one like you. Alpha and Omega. There is no one like you. Covenant keeping God. There is no one like you. Alpha and Omega. There is no one like you. You are great, yes you are, Holy Lord. You worked upon the sea, you raised the dead, you reign in majesty. You reign in majesty, mighty God. Everything written about you is great. You are great, yes, you are, Holy Lord. You worked upon the sea, you raised the dead. You reign in majesty, mighty God. Everything written about you is great. You are great, 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 oh Lord, you are great, Jesus, you are great, you are great, so great. You are great. Everything written about you is great. Demons tremble at your praises. What a mighty God we serve. What a mighty God we serve. Glory, glory, hallelujah. Glory, glory, hallelujah. Everything, everything written about you is great. With light unto thee, oh Lord, who is like unto thee, oh Lord, among the gods, among the gods. Who is like thee? You are glorious in holiness, fearful in praises. Doing wonders, hallelujah. Among the gods, among the God, who is like thee, you are glorious in holiness, fearful in praises. Do wonders, hallelujah. The Lord reigneth, let the earth tremble. He reigneth, let the earth tremble. Our God reigneth, let the earth tremble. He reigneth, let the earth tremble. Jesus reigneth, let the earth tremble. He reigneth. Let the earth tremble, how our God reigneth, Let the earth tremble. He reigneth, let the earth tremble. Glorious God, beautiful King, excellent God, we bow before your throne. Glorious God, glorious God, beautiful King, excellent God, we bow before your throne. We bow before your throne. We worship at your feet. We bow before your throne. You are the glorious God. We bow before your throne. We worship at your feet. We bow before your throne. You are the glorious God. How great is thou, God? Sing with me, how great is our God. And all will see how great, all the earth will see how great is our God. How great is our God. How great is our God. Sing with me, how great is our God. And all will see how great, all the earth will see how great is our God. You are the mighty man in battle, El Shaddai. You are the mighty man in battle, Jehovah Nissi. You are the mighty man in battle, El Shaddai. You are the mighty man in battle. Glory to your name. You are the mighty man in battle, El Shaddai. You are the mighty man in battle, Jehovah Nissi. You are the mighty man in battle, El Shaddai. You are the mighty man in battle. Glory to your name. You are loving and keeping God, Yahweh, Yahweh, the covenant keeping God. Yes, you are. You are covenant keeping God, King of glory, Yahweh, the covenant keeping God. El Shaddai, El Shaddai, Elohim, and Adonai. Age to age, you're still the same. By the power of your name, El Shaddai, El Shaddai, Elohim and Adonai. We will praise and lift you up, El Shaddai. We will praise you. We will praise and lift you up, El Shaddai. God will make a way. God will make a way where there seems to be no way. He works in ways we cannot see. He will make a way for us. He will be our guide. Hold us closely to His side. With love and strength for each new day, He will make a way. He will make a way. God will make a way. God will make a way where there seems to be no way. He walks in ways, He walks in ways we cannot see. He will make a way for me. He will be my guide. Hold me closely to His side. With love and strength for each new day, He will make a way. He will make a way. He will make a way. With love and strength, with love and strength, for each new day, He will make a way. He will make a way. He will make a way. Jesus is the answer for our word today. Above Him there is no other. Jesus is the way. Oh, Jesus is the answer for our word today. Above Him there is no other. Jesus is the way. Lion of the Lamb, the Word of the Father, forever you remain. You remain the same, the same. Lion and the Lamb, Lion on the Lamb, the Word of the Father, forever you remain the same. everlasting. Savior, He can move the mountains. My God is mighty to save. He is mighty to save forever. Author of salvation, He rose and conquered the grave. Jesus conquered the grave, Savior. Savior, He can move the mountains. My God is mighty to save. He is mighty to save forever. Author of salvation. He rose that conquered the grave. Jesus conquered the grave. I will praise Him. I will praise Him. I will praise Him. Forevermore, I'll praise the King of Glory. I will praise Him. I will praise Him. I will praise Him forevermore. I'll praise Jesus. I will praise Him. I will praise Him. I will praise Him forevermore. He's alive. Amen. He's alive. Jesus. He's alive forever. He's alive. Amen. He's alive. Amen. In our lives, Jesus is alive forever. He's alive. Amen. Until I reach my home. Until I reach my home. Until I reach my home. I will never, ever stop my journey halfway. Oh, until I reach my home. Until I reach my home. Until I reach my home. Heaven is my home. Heaven is my home. I will never, ever stop my journey halfway. Oh, until I reach my home. The blood of Jesus will never lose its power. It can never, never, ever. The blood of Jesus can never lose its power. It can never, ever lose its power. The blood of Jesus. The blood of Jesus can never lose its power. It can never, never, ever. The blood of Jesus can never lose its power. It can never, ever lose its power. By your blood, you crushed principalities. Jesus, by your name, you established authority. Jesus, the righteous, by your blood, you crushed principalities. Jesus, by your name, you established authority. Jesus, the righteous. Jesus, you have conquered all. Jesus, you reign over all. Jesus, you have conquered all. Jesus, you reign over all. Hallelujah. Begin to worship and bless his name. Praise and adore him for who he is. Praise the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, the Almighty God, the All-Sufficient God, the Self-Sufficient God, the Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the ending, the first and the last. the King of Glory, the King of Kings. We praise you, Almighty God. We praise you, Mighty Healer. We praise you, Mighty Redeemer, Mighty Restorer, Great Physician. We praise you, the Lion of the Tribe of Judah, the Lamb of God that takes away the sins of the world. We praise you, Lord. You are so mighty. You are so great. You are so powerful. So wonderful. So strong. You are so gracious and merciful. You are so kind and compassionate. We praise you for who you are. We worship your majesty. We worship you, Father. We worship you, Lord. For there is nothing you cannot do. For only you can save. And only you can redeem souls of men. We adore you, Lord, for you cannot fail. You have never lost the battle. You don't fail. You don't lose battles. We praise you, Lord. Only you can reverse things that appear to be irreversible. And only you can change things that appear unchangeable. Only you can speak and your words will come to pass. We worship you, Lord. We worship you, Lord. You have done great things. And we are so grateful for them. You have designed how our lives would be. Even before our parents conceived us. You determine the end of things even before they began. You are so mighty, and all power belong to you. Nations tremble before you. Kingdoms cringe before you. For you are highly exalted, far above the heavens and the earth, far above all your enemies, far above principalities and powers. You are highly exalted, far above everything and everyone. We worship you, Lord. And we thank you, Lord. And we can't thank you enough. Blessed be your holy name. In Jesus' name, we have given him worship and thanks. Amen. I welcome you once again to the Lord's presence. Yeah. I don't want you to, well, I don't think you should be concerned. Yeah, I don't want you to be concerned about the numbers of the number of us. I mean, the fact that we are not much as we always be, as we used to, or as we usually be. I don't expect that you'll be concerned about that. But maybe you are thinking about that. Stop thinking about that. I want you to focus on the Lord. Yeah. And don't be distracted. Yeah, so we are going to, yeah, even if we are two, I mean, even if there's just one person and myself, is enough for me to have the program. Yeah, I'm not always concerned about the numbers. I believe you should have known that about me by now. Yeah. So we're going to thank God. With this prayer, you're going to say, Father, thank you for every good thing you have done in my life, both the ones I know about and the ones I don't even know about. Open your mouth and begin to thank you. It appears to me that many of the things God have done are not even known to us. Yeah, a lot of dangers He has rescued us from are not even known to us. A lot of problems He solved for us. We are not even aware of those problems. Open your mouth and thank Him for everything, every good thing He has done in your life. Both the ones you know about and the ones you don't know about. Continue to thank Him. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you for every good thing you have done in my life, in my family, in my marriage. Thank you, Father. Thank you for every good thing you have done in my spirit, soul, and body. Thank you for every good thing you have done in my environment. Thank you, Father. Thank you for problems you solved in my life that I don't even know you did that. Thank you for a lot of dangers you delivered me from that I wasn't aware of. Thank you, Father. Thank you for a lot of battles you fought for me and won for me that I didn't know about. Thank you, Father. Thank you for all that you have done in my life. Thank you, Lord. For I wouldn't have achieved any success if not for your help. I believe you are talking to the Lord. Thank you, Lord, for I wouldn't have achieved any progress if not for your help. Thank you for every help you have released into my life. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. I want you to still thank Him. You may be joyful, which I believe you are joyful right now. But there are people who are very sad right now, very sorrowful. I want you to thank Him. You can say, thank you, Lord, for terminating sorrow and sadness in my life. Open your mouth and begin to thank Him. You can laugh. You can smile because of the goodness of God. There are people who haven't done that for a very long time. They haven't smiled because they were full of sorrows and pains and sufferings. Thank God for not allowing such things be your portion. Thank you, Father, for terminating my sorrows. Thank you for taking away my pains. Thank you, Lord, for taking away my sadness. Thank you for filling my soul with great joy and happiness. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have given Him thanks. Amen. I still want you to thank Him. If we are to pay for the things the Lord have done for us, every one of us will go bankrupt because we can't actually repay Him. We can't. You're going to thank Him. You're going to say, thank you, Father, for priceless things you have done in my life. You can say, thank you, Lord, for priceless benefits, priceless blessings you have given to me. Open your mouth and begin to thank Him. Say, thank you, Father, for priceless things you have given to me. The air I am breathing has no price on it. Thank you for that, O Lord. Even the water I drink has no price on it. Thank you, Father. The protection you give me, the good health you give me, has no price on it. The peace you give me has no price on it. Thank you for priceless things you have given to me, O Lord. Things money cannot buy. Thank you, Lord, for those things. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have given him thanks. Amen. We're still going to thank him. If you have ever been so deep into darkness, I mean into deep darkness, you will value the salvation of your soul. You will really thank God in every second that he saved your soul, that he redeemed you. So you're going to thank him for the salvation of your soul. Many people are not really thanking God for that. I mean, many Christians in quotes, but maybe they have not really, I don't know, maybe they have not really known the power that saved them. Yeah, because even these so-called Christians, they still live in sin. They still practice sin. Yeah, so how can they even appreciate the salvation of their souls when they are always in and out of sin? Yeah. But for those of us who have experienced the power of salvation, who have seen and have experienced true deliverance from sin and from the sinful nature, we know how valuable the power of salvation is. I mean, we know how valuable salvation is. Do you really know that? Yeah. So I want you to thank God for the salvation of your soul. You can say, Father, thank you for saving my soul. Open your mouth and begin to thank him. Say, thank you, Father, for saving my soul. The angel told Mary, he said, you shall give birth to a son, and the name of that son or child shall be called Jesus. Why? The angel said, for he shall save his people from their sins. Thank God for saving you from your sins. Thank Him for that. That is the purpose of the birth of Jesus. Yeah, to save us from our sins. But many of us don't really appreciate that because we still commit sin. So how will you even appreciate salvation? Yeah, when you are still addicted to sin. Yeah. But I believe many of you here have experienced genuine salvation. And even if you are making mistakes right now, I believe you can have that salvation back. Yeah. So, but the focus is thank God for that salvation. Thank Him for the salvation you have. For the salvation of your soul. Say, Father, thank you for saving me from sin. Say, thank you, Jesus, for saving my soul from slavery to sin and to Satan and to darkness. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have given Him thanks. Amen. I'm going to pray. Yeah, we're in that month of the year. Many people sit down and then they think about how they have lived their lives throughout January or from the beginning of the year. Yeah, but I don't see any wisdom in that. I don't think it's now in December when the year is ending that that we should sit down and think about how we have been living our lives since January. So I think we should think about our lives in every minute and every hour of every day. Yeah. I hope you understand my point. Or maybe some of you are already doing that. You're already thinking about how you have lived your life since January till now. Yeah. And then maybe you are regretting some of your actions. Or maybe you are putting the blame on someone else. What I have to tell you is that it's too late to be doing that. Yeah, the best you can do is to make a decision on how you want to live the years that are now ahead of you. Yeah. What is important now is how do you want to live the subsequent years that are before you, both 2025, 2026, 2027, and the rest. That is what is more important. As far as I am concerned, Yeah, so I don't think there's any wise thing in trying to regret your actions, and then you now start getting worried, and then you now start getting depressed because you felt like the goals you set to achieve in this year weren't achieved. And then you start to think, and then you start to go into depression. I think that is foolishness. There's no wisdom in that. Yeah, because you cannot change the past. You can only change your future. And how will you change your future? Or how will you rewrite your future? It is through your choices and decisions. Yeah, so forget about January till now. Let's think about what happens next after now. Yeah, I pray God will give you the wisdom concerning this matter. So I want you to pray. You're going to say, Father, draw me closer unto yourself as I journey in this earth. Say, Father, draw me closer unto yourself and teach me your ways. Show me your ways. I want to live according to your ways. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Begin to pray like that. The Bible says, Enoch walked with God, and it was not, that is, it disappeared. For God took him. Heaven is waiting for Christians that will walk with God. Men and women that will walk with God. Say, Father, I surrender my life to you. I want to be close to you. Draw me closer to you and teach me your ways so that I can walk in your ways. Continue to pray like that. Say, Father, teach me your ways. Reveal to me your ways so that I can walk through your ways, so that I can please you with my life here on earth in the name of Jesus. Help me to know you, and help me to know your nature, and help me to know your ways. Help me to know your standards. Help me to know your precepts. Help me to know your judgments, so that I can walk with you correctly. Even as Enoch walked with you, even as Daniel walked with you, thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. A lot of people have relationships with God. I mean, we have different people, and they all, and most times will claim they have relationship with God. Yeah, but their relationship with God are not always correct. It is one thing to have a relationship with God, and it is another thing to have a correct relationship with God. That is a real relationship with God. The kind of relationship where you know Him and He knows you. Not everyone have that relationship. I mean, that kind of relationship with God. So many of us, we have flawed relationship, damaged relationship with God, incorrect relationship with God, problematic relationship with God. So God is not pleased with the way we are walking with Him. In fact, some of us, we are the ones setting the rules. We are the ones setting the standards. Yeah. And you call that a relationship with God? God forbid. Yeah, God forbid. How can you say you are in a relationship with God when you are the one setting the rules? And you are the one setting the standards. You are the one choosing how you want to walk with Him. Is that a relationship with God? Or is God your mate? Yeah, so I want you to pray. You're going to say, Holy Spirit, bring me to the place of total surrenderness to the Lord. Say, Holy Spirit, bring me to the place of complete humility before God at all times. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. What you are saying is that, Holy Spirit, transform me into a creature that is completely surrendered to God. Change me into a creature that completely surrenders to God. Change me into a creature that is completely humble before God at all times. Continue to pray like that. So, Holy Spirit, I want to have a correct relationship with God. Help me. I believe you're praying these prayers from your heart. Say, Holy Spirit, I want to have a real relationship with God. A relationship with God that is without guile, that is without deceit, that is without hypocrisy. A relationship with God that is transparent, that is pure. A relationship that is motivated by deep love for God and strong trust in God. Strong reliance on God. Holy Spirit, help me to have that type of relationship with God. created me at heart that surrenders completely to God, creating me a heart that obeys God completely. Help me, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. We are still praying. There is so much abuse in Christianity of today. We abuse spiritual things and we mishandle spiritual things because we have no honor for God anymore. We have no fear for God anymore. Yeah, so some of us, we relate with God as though He's our mate. Yeah. How can a creature put itself at the same level with the Creator? And then there's no fear, no respect, no honor. That is dangerous. Yeah, that is disastrous. Maybe you have abused the grace of God. Yeah, because you feel like God is not going to appear and give me a knock on my head. So because God will not just appear and discipline you instantly, so you just abused the grace. You abused His mercy. May God forgive you. Yeah. So you're going to pray for that forgiveness and for grace to fear Him. So you're going to say, Father, forgive me for not giving you the honor you deserve. Say, Father, forgive me for misusing the grace you have given to me, for misusing, for abusing the grace you have given to me. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. And then you should add to that prayer and tell Him to give you or to create in you a heart that fears Him, and a heart that honors Him. Continue to pray like that. Say, Father, forgive me for not giving you the honor that is meet for your name, the honor that you deserve. Forgive me for abusing spiritual things, for misusing, for mishandling spiritual things. Forgive me for despising spiritual things, for devaluing spiritual things. Forgive me for thinking less about spiritual things. Forgive me, O Lord, and create in me a heart that fears you and honors you at all times. in the name of Jesus. Forgive me, Lord, for handling spiritual things with laziness and with levity. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Maybe you may be asking, what does it mean to abuse the grace of God? I'll give you an example. Yeah, let's say you're in a conversation with someone, and then you're about to open your mouth and say something and say some words that doesn't glorify God. And then your conscience in your heart freaked you and tell you that you can't say that. That doesn't glorify God. Yeah, but because maybe, I don't know, maybe you're having a very good time with the person or with the people. Yeah, you just opened your mouth and say and uttered all those words, all those languages and slangs and expressions that don't glorify God. So abusing God's grace means that you knew you were going to offend God, and yet you went ahead. So it means for your conscience or for the Holy Spirit to prevent you in your heart, it means you already have the grace to not do that. You have the ability to not do that, to not say that. But yet you went ahead and you said that. And you did that. Yeah, that is abuse of grace. Yeah, and that's one of the reasons why our generation will perish. Yeah. It's the reason why the present generation of Christians will be seriously destroyed by God. Because of this abuse of His mercy. Yeah, some will say, I will do it then. I will ask for mercy. I'll do it. And then after I've done it, I will go into prayer and ask for forgiveness and ask for mercy. It doesn't work like that. That is abuse of His grace and mercy, and that brings judgment. And that is why you are not growing spiritually. And that is why He's not drawing you closer to Himself. Because He sees you as a fraud. He sees you as an hypocrite. He sees you as a deceiver. He sees you as someone who doesn't love Him. You just pretend that you do. Yeah, so that is an example of abusing the grace of God. So I want you to pray that prayer again. But this time around, you're going to say, Holy Spirit, plant the love of God and the fear of God deep into my heart, such that I will never abuse the grace of God, such that I will never abuse the mercy of God. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Continue to pray like that. The Holy Spirit, plant deep in my soul love of God, love for God, and fear of God, fear for God, so that I will never abuse God's grace and mercy for the rest of my life. In the name of Jesus, Holy Spirit, do this thing to my soul. So when the Bible says the fear of God is the beginning of wisdom, you can see what it means now with my explanation. So whoever fears God will not abuse His grace. And whoever is not abusing His grace, he will draw closer unto himself. And that person will be wise. Pray. The Holy Spirit, plant into my soul deep love for God and strong fear of God, so that I will not abuse God's grace and mercy anymore. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Let us read what the Bible said about Enoch. I've read it, but I've quoted it, but I want us to read it in Genesis. Genesis chapter 5. Genesis chapter 5. I'm going to read from verse 21. And Enoch lived 65 years and begat Methuselah. And Enoch walked with God after he begat Methuselah 300 years and begat sons and daughters. And all the days of Enoch were 365 years. And Enoch walked with God, and he was not, for God took him. Praise the Lord. Yeah. We saw that Enoch, first of all, lived 65 years. But for those years, he wasn't walking with God. Or maybe he was walking with God, but in an incorrect way. But then something happened to him after he begat Methuselah. We don't know exactly what happened. But what we know is that from that point, he began to walk with God. He began to be serious with his relationship with God. And we saw how he grew so close to God, to the point that God did not allow him to die, God took him from the earth, and because he had a greater assignment for him that he can't fulfill here on earth. I want you to pray. Maybe you should think about your age right now, and then maybe you should think about how you want your relationship with God to be after now. So maybe all these years you have not really maintained a serious and correct relationship with God. Maybe now God is sending you a message. That you really make up your mind to walk with me the way Enoch did. Because God will not just take someone that is not so close and so deep into him. So you're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, I make up my mind this day to walk with you very closely as Enoch did. Help me by your Holy Spirit to achieve this. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Begin to pray like that. It takes diligence, commitment, discipline, and desperation to become very close to God. There is no shortcut to becoming close to God. It takes a lot of seriousness and, of course, a lot of depth. You have to die. You have to die completely to self and to everything that is in this world. I mean everything. Enoch was married, but he died even to that marriage so that he can know God more. But yet he was still in the marriage, but he was dead to everything. May God open your eyes. Talk to him. You can be in this world and be dead to everything in this world. You can be in marriage and yet be dead to every distraction and darkness that comes with marriage. May God open your eyes. Pray. Ask God to help you. So walking with God doesn't mean if you leave the world. Enoch walked with God for 300 years. He was still in the earth. And he was able to walk with God that long. He didn't disappear within those 300 years. He was here on earth in a very wicked world. The world at the time of Enoch was far, far wicked than now. But that man still walked with God in that kind of generation. Say, Father, I have make up my mind. Or I make up my mind now to walk with you the way Enoch walked with you. I make up my mind now. I'm just showing you how you should be praying this prayer. You're going to say, Father, I make up my mind right now to walk very closely with you the same way Enoch did. Help me by your Spirit to achieve this. Continue to pray. Say, Lord, I don't want to waste my years anymore. I want to make good use of the remaining years I have left in this world. I want to use all the years I have left to find you, to seek you, to know you, to become like you, and to draw very closely to you. Help me, Father. I hope you are praying this prayer from your heart. Help me, Father. Help me, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. You know, I've met some people tell me things like, I don't want to take my spiritual life too serious because I don't want to become a pastor. Or I don't want God to call me. Yeah. And then when they say things like that, I begin to laugh because it's so funny. Yeah, they think getting very close to God is about becoming a pastor or is about receiving a calling. Oh, of course, you may receive a calling in the process. Yeah, but that is not what getting close to God is about. Yeah, it's a personal thing. Yeah, there's a place of ministry, and then there's a place of intimacy. They can't be substituted. Yeah, and your intimacy with God is more important than ministry or calling. Yeah. So there's nothing like you are too spiritual. There's nothing like, oh, I'm too serious with my relationship with God. There's nothing like that. There's nothing like, oh, I think I'm doing this thing too much. There's nothing like that. Yeah. Whatever price you want to pay to become very close to God can never be too much. Even if you decide to fast all the days of your life till you die, it can never be too much. Yeah, because that is the greatest treasure any man can have here on earth. Intimacy with God. That's the greatest treasure. Yeah. Somebody like myself, I don't really care about ministry as I care about my intimacy with God. Yeah, I can sacrifice anything for that. I can sacrifice even the ministry. Yeah, I don't even care about becoming popular or becoming famous or preaching here and there, going here and there. I don't care about that as I care about my intimacy with God. Yeah. And that is the standard. Yeah. So my question is, how much value have you placed on your intimacy with God? And how much can you sacrifice to keep that? May God have mercy on you. So you're going to pray. You're going to say, Holy Spirit, create in me an heart that is willing to do anything, that is willing to lay down anything, sacrifice anything, so as to know God deeply, so as to draw closer to God. Give me that kind of heart, Holy Spirit. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Begin to pray like that. The Holy Spirit created me and heart that is willing to pay any price it will take to draw very closely to God's heart. Create in me such heart that is willing to lay down anything in order to draw very closely to God, like how Enoch did. Oh Lord, create in me such heart, and heart that is willing to give up anything because I want more of God. Holy Spirit, create in me such heart. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Yeah, we are still reading about Enoch. Genesis chapter 5, verse 22. And Enoch walked with God after he begat Methuselah 300 years, and begat sons and daughters 300 years. Yeah. God was watching him. God was testing him for that number of years. Yeah. How did you do when God was testing you? Yeah, did you pass the test? Yeah, when God was testing your love, for Him, your obedience and your faith. How did you perform? Did you pass the test or you failed?
Because
many people, they only read that part that says Enoch walked with God and it was not, for God took him. They did not read the part that says he walked with God for 300 years. So he must have qualified for that translation or for that immortality. So when God was watching you and testing you, how did you behave? When God allowed you to go through some challenges and trials and persecution and tribulations, how did you behave? The reason why many Christians are not growing spiritually, one of the reasons is that they always fail God's test. Every time God tests them, they fail. It's just like a student that is supposed to be promoted in the university or in the secondary school or high school, and then that student keeps failing the promotion exam. Except the school wants to be corrupt, what they will do is to keep that student to keep that student in that same class until he or she is able to pass the promotion exam. So the same thing applies to spiritual growth. So if you keep failing the test God sets for you, you are going nowhere. You are going nowhere. So you are going to pray. You're going to say, Father, break me down and remold me into a Christian, into a new creature that cannot fail you. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. There's a lot of breaking down and transformation that must happen to you. Say, Father, break me down. The same way the potter breaks down the clay. Oh Lord, walk on me. Break me down, walk on me, and mold me into the kind of Christian that can't fail you, even in the presence of very serious temptations and trials and challenges. Mold me to that type of Christian. Just the way you did to Enoch, do the same to me now. I believe you're praying this prayer from your heart. Do the same to me right now. Just the way the potter breaks down the clay. Break me down and walk on me.
and mold me into the kind of creature that cannot fail you. Train me to become the kind of Christian that can't fail your test. Transform me, O Lord, right now. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Many times people use the term, or maybe the clause or phrase, I don't know. They call it test of time. Test of time. Any Christian whose salvation cannot stand the test of time is not worthy for the kingdom of God. Any Christian whose righteousness and holiness and relationship with God cannot stand the test of time, that Christian is not fit for God's kingdom. So we saw that Enoch, the relationship Enoch had with God stood the test of time. For good 300 years, he walked with God and he remained faithful. I pray you remain faithful. He remained obedient. The reason why many people are going to hell is because whatever salvation they had, many Christians, it is because whatever salvation they had is not strong enough to stand the test of time. So when some problems and troubles came, they fell, they backslided. When some strong temptations came, they backslided. I pray you will not backslide. So you're going to pray. You're going to say, Lord Jesus, give me a strong salvation and redemption that will survive the test of time. I'm not so impressed when I see a believer that is serious with God. I'm not so impressed. What will impress me is, will that seriousness stand the test of time? Will this relationship this person is having with God right now, that is very, that is nice, will it stand the test of time? In 10 years from now, will this person still be faithful? So you're going to pray. against the Lord Jesus. Give me a salvation and redemption that will survive the test of time. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. And Jesus said, it is those that endure to the end that shall be saved. Only those that endure to the end. Will you endure to the end? Ask Him to help you. Ask Him to help you. The Lord Jesus, give me a strong salvation. Save me in such a way that I will remain in you till the end. That's not that way of praying that prayer. He is the Savior. He can save you. And He can keep you till the end. So Lord Jesus, give me a strong salvation that cannot fail through time. A strong salvation that will survive the test of time, such that after many years from now, I will still be faithful and I will still be obedient till dead or till rapture. Oh Lord, help me. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Let us read that verse 24. And Enoch walked with God, and he was not, for God took him. For God to take him, it means he was so valuable. And you know, it was not only Enoch that had that privilege. Even Elijah too had the same. And I believe there are so many more that weren't recorded in the Bible. They also had that privilege of being taken away by God. Because they were so precious. They were so precious to heaven. They were so precious to God. Yeah, I know some people feel like God took Enoch because God doesn't want him to die. Yeah, well, there is more to that. It's not just about that God doesn't want him to die like humans die. It has more to do about value. I want you to see it in this way. Let's say a very big company and very wealthy company. They have a problem they were trying to solve. But they haven't found the right person that could solve the problem. They have did a lot of several trainings, several examinations, but no one was able to really fix the problem they wanted to fix. And then somehow they got to know about a very they got to know about a person that was far away somewhere, maybe far away in one village somewhere. Yeah, and after assessing the person, they realized that this person have what we have been looking for. Yeah, this person is really valuable. So immediately they came to where that person was and took him away. Yeah, and they were willing to pay any price because the person is so much of a value. Yeah, so that is how you should see the story of Henoch's disappearance. Yeah, it's not just about cheating death. Is about being so valuable to heaven. Yeah, such that God had an assignment for him. Yeah, and he must keep his human body to be able to do that assignment. Yeah, there are assignments that are beyond this earth. For instance, the kind of assignments angels do for God. Yeah, those type of assignments, they are in realms that are beyond this physical realm. Yeah, so there are deep operations that God does. And he uses his angels to do the same operations. So I believe, I'm not saying that, I'm not trying to add to the Bible. I'm not trying to add my own revelation to that place in Genesis chapter 5. But what I believe was that there was an assignment. And it was important that Henoch keep his human body to do that work. And that was why it was taken away. Yeah. Not that God just don't want him to die. Yeah. So you're going to pray that God is looking for men and women that will bring so much profit to his kingdom. Yeah, men and women that will be so valuable to his kingdom. Do you want to be such? Yeah. So you're going to pray, you're going to say, Holy Spirit, help me to give all of myself, all of my life, to profiting God's kingdom. So, Holy Spirit, help me to dedicate all of myself, all of my soul, all of my life, all of my strength to profiting God's kingdom. open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Help me now. Help me to go all out, to profit, to bring profit to the kingdom of God. So many Christians have become useless and valueless to God's kingdom. What profit is your life bringing to His kingdom? The Holy Spirit, help me to live my life on earth for Jesus and for profiting the kingdom of God. Help me to pour out my life to bring souls into God's kingdom, to win souls into God's kingdom. Help me, Father. Help me, Holy Spirit. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Okay, we're going to pray 7 more prayer points and then we'll round off the session. And we are still using Enoch as our reference point. I want you to pray. Now, there are things in God that you can have and you will know that you have it. And no one will be able to take it away from you. Nothing will be able to take it away from you. Yeah, there are things in Christ that you can have. Yeah, so you can have power. You can have faith. You can have strength. You can have abilities. And you will know that you have it. And that is the thing about spiritual things. When you have it, you will know that you have it. Because it will work. It will work. It will produce results. Yeah. I know what I have. Yeah, because it works. So you're going to pray now. All these years you have been a Christian, what exactly can you say you have in Christ? What exactly can you say? This one, I have it. Yeah, is it prayer? Is it the spirit of prayer? Do you have that? The strength of prayer, do you have that? Can you pray easily? And then you don't get tired. And then you're excited about praying. And then you're able to see results after you prayed. It means you have prayer. Now, faith. Do you have faith? Can you trust God without doubting and without becoming fearful? Yeah. There are a lot. Yeah, there are a lot. authority, and many other abilities that are in Christ that you can have. That is, you can hold them. And just the way you hold your phone. So these are things you can hold. They are more like inheritance. You can hold them and then you know that you have this thing. And you can use it anytime and it will work, it will produce results. Can you really point at any of those things? And then you say, this one that is in Christ, I have it. Even holiness, do you have holiness? Yeah. Can you say, holiness, I have it? Yeah. You're going to pray. You're going to say, Holy Spirit, empower me with grace to lay hold of my inheritance in Christ Jesus and to possess it forever. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Continue to pray like that. There are Christians who have the gift of healing. The gift of healing. And they know they have it. Because it works. Which one do you have? And the beautiful thing is, you can have as many of this inheritance that is in Christ in Jesus, if you really pursue after them. The Holy Spirit, empower me with grace to possess my inheritance in Christ and to hold it forever. Empower me now, because that is what happened to Enoch. There are things Enoch possessed in God and was able to have it. The same thing applies to Elijah. There are things these men, they laid hold of things in God and they honed it forever. Yeah, it becomes their own and they could use it anytime. Thank you, Lord. So Holy Spirit, fill me with grace to lay hold of my inheritance in Jesus and to possess it forever. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. We have 6 more prayer points. We saw how Moses also possessed certain divine inheritance. He was able to speak with God face to face. Yeah, and he could do that anytime. Do you have that? Do you have the ability to talk to God face to face anytime? So, which means, maybe Moses was thinking about something and then he felt, oh, I need to know more about this. He would just go to God and say, God, you know, I was thinking about this and since you know all things, I think I need to hear your point of view. And God will speak. And then maybe after some minutes, another thing crosses his mind. He will go back to God again and say, God, this is something else I was thinking about. What's your view about it? That was the kind of grace and inheritance Moses had. Do you have that? But the truth is, you can have that. Yeah. You can have that. Yeah. Well, when the Bible said face to face, it doesn't really mean it was seeing God's face. It does, but it was having a relationship that is very real. Just the way you could talk to a friend face to face. Yeah, he was having a relationship that is so real that you could feel the presence of God. You could even see the sign, the physical sign that God is present. And that is not enough. You would be hearing God's voice coming from that similitude. Yeah, and you can have that. Yeah, because you are greater than Moses. Because you are of the New Testament, of the New Covenant. That is in Christ Jesus. That makes you greater than Moses. So you're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, lay your hands upon me and bless me with the grace and ability to communicate with you face to face at any time. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Begin to pray like that. Say, Father, lay your hands upon me now. And bless me with the ability, bless me with the grace, bless me with the strength to communicate with you face to face. As a man would communicate with his friend, heal me with that grace now. Such that I can always come to you anytime. Such that I can always start a discussion with you anytime. Such that I can always ask you questions anytime and get a response from you. Oh Lord, bless me with such grace. Thank you, Lord. I hope you are praying this prayer. These are heavenly treasures. Priceless treasures. If you can have things like this, you can change the world. If you can talk to God face to face, you can change this generation. Say, Father, bless me with the grace now to see you, to know you, and to communicate with you face to face. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. We have 5 more prayer points. To communicate with God face to face means that it means He, that is God, establishes His tangible presence in your life or around you. Yeah. There is presence of God, and then there is a tangible presence of God. You know, when something is tangible, it's like something you can hold, something you can feel. Yeah, something that you can touch, and it can touch you. Yeah. And not only that, it also implies that that presence can engage your soul directly. That is, once that presence is with you, it can connect directly with your soul, with your heart. Yeah, some people they have encounters. Yeah, with God, but what I'm saying here is greater than having encounters. I'm talking about you having a presence that is always with you. So it's more like you living in the encounter or in an encounter forever. Yeah, that was what Moses had. Yeah, that presence was always with him, and he could access God anytime. So God can put such dimension of his presence on your life. So I want you to raise up your right hand. You're going to say, Father, pour out upon me an anointing that will permanently establish your tangible presence in my life, through which I can relate with you face to face. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Begin to pray like that. Say, Father, pour out upon me an anointing that will establish your tangible presence in my life permanently, such that I can relate with you face to face through that presence. A tangible presence that will be glued to my soul, glued to my body, that will be following me everywhere I go. A very real and palpable presence of you, O Lord, establish it in my life. Undeniable presence of you, O Lord, establish it in my life. In the name of Jesus. Powerful presence of you. O Lord, establish it in my life right now. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name. we have prayed. Amen. We have 4 more prayer points. You're still going to pray, and you're still going to raise up your right hand. You're going to say, Holy Spirit, connect my spirit, soul, and body with the angels, with the angels of the Lord that have been assigned to draw me closer to God. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. There are angels that are specialized in that, and they know how to do that. So Holy Spirit, connect my spirit, soul, and body with God's angels that have been given the assignment to draw Christians closer to God, to bring Christians closer to God. Holy Spirit, connect me with such angels. Connect my prayer life with such angels right now in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. We have 3 more prayer points. It says, and Henoch walked with God, and he was not, for God took him. He was not means he disappeared. He disappeared from the head. God took him away. What can we learn from that? Number one, Henoch came to a point in his life where he fully identified with heaven. So my question for you is, have you come to that point where you fully identify with God and with God's kingdom? Or do you still identify with this world and with the human nature? I used to be one of those people that says, oh, we are humans, so we can sin anytime. Even after God has given you the grace to live a pure life, you are still identifying with humans, and you are using that as an excuse for your mistakes. You are saying, oh, I'm human, that's why I did that. Yeah. If that is correct, then why did Jesus come to die? Then the death of Jesus was in vain. If you can sin anytime, tell lies anytime, commit fornication anytime, and then you say, oh, I did that because I'm a human. And then what are you doing in the church? Why are you a Christian? Yeah, because obviously Christians are not humans. Yeah. Or maybe I should say, there are different kinds of humans. Because to be a Christian, it means you live above sin. It means you have received the nature of God. And you have put to death the human nature. Yeah, so that means you are living in the human body, but you are living by a different nature. That is what it means to be a Christian. Yeah, you are living in this body of flesh and blood, but the nature inside that body is not a human nature anymore. Is now a divine nature. That is the meaning of Christianity. And then look at yourself. Can you say that? Can you say you have crucified your human nature? Can you say that? Does your human nature still control you? Yeah, so Enoch came to a point where he fully identified with God and heaven. So he no longer sees himself as of this world. He no longer see himself as part of this world. You're going to pray. Until you come to that, I don't believe you're a Christian. Until you come to the point where your identity is not of this world and your citizenship is not of this world. Not just that you say it with your mouth, but that it is being evident in your life and in your actions. So you are going to pray. You're going to say, in the name of Jesus, from this day onwards, I identify fully with heaven and with Jesus. You're going to say, from this day onwards, I declare that I do not belong to this world. I declare that I belong to the kingdom of God, and so shall it be forever. Open your mouth and begin to declare that. Begin to say, my identity is not of this world. My identity is not of the human nature. Begin to say that. Begin to confess that. Begin to say, from this day onwards, my identity is with heaven, is with Jesus, is of Jesus. My identity is of the nature of Jesus and not of the human nature. And my citizenship is not of this world, is not of the country I was born into. My citizenship is of heaven. For I no longer belong to this world. Though I live in this world, I am not of this world. I belong to the kingdom of God. Continue to speak like that. Begin to say, I fully identify with heaven. I declare that my place is in Jesus. My place is in heaven and not in this world. In the name of Jesus, my nature is in Jesus and not in this world. And not of this world, and not of the human nature. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. We have two more prayer points. You're going to pray. There's a level you will get to in your walk with God where the spiritual things becomes more real to you than the physical things. And I believe that was what happened to Enoch. I'm sure Enoch did not even know when he disappeared. To him, it was just like moving from one room to another room. Yeah. Or entering into a car. Or entering into a bus. Yeah. It was so easy because spiritual things I've now become more real to him. Or spiritual things or invisible things became more real to him than the visible things. So you're going to pray. You're going to say, Holy Spirit, walk on me to the point that spiritual things of God and invisible things of God become more real to me than the physical things in this earth. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that, such that I can touch the realms of God easily, the Holy Spirit will walk on me, walk on my body, walk on my soul, walk on my spirit, to the point that spiritual things of God becomes more real to me than the physical things my physical eyes see or can see. Make the invisible realms of God to become visible to me. Holy Spirit, do something in me, do something to me that will make the invisible realms of God become visible to me in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. And then the last prayer point, Genesis chapter 5, verse 24. And Enoch walked with God, and he was not, for God took him. You're going to pray. You need to know God in such a way that the knowledge will change every aspect of your life forever. What really transforms us is the knowledge, the revelations of who God is. That is what transforms us. There are things Enoch knew that I feel like many of us are yet to know. There are things he knew. I pray you will know them. So you're going to pray. You're going to say, Holy Spirit, reveal to me the depths of God that are able to change my life forever. So Holy Spirit, reveal to me the depth in God, the depth in Jesus that are able to change my life forever. They are able to change the way I think and the way I see things. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Pray. The Holy Spirit, show me the depth in God Show me the depth of God that are able to change my entire life forever. Show me the depth in Jesus that are able to change my entire life forever. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. I'm going to pray for you now. Raise up your right hand as I pray. Heavenly Father, we are grateful for the privilege to be in your presence, the privilege to stand in your presence, to worship you, to praise you, and to thank you. Be glorified forever in Jesus' name. Thank you for how you have guided us to pray the kind of prayer you wanted to hear from us at this time. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord, because while many of us who have prayed these prayers from the depth of our hearts, you have answered. You have answered us. Thank you, Father. I pray, O Lord, that greater divine and supernatural experiences that are beyond what Enoch had in his days, I pray you give everyone here such experiences. In the name of Jesus, I pray for you that whatever is blocking you from knowing God very closely and deeply, let the hand of God crush them now. Let the hand of God destroy them now in Jesus' name. Whatever is not allowing you to be consistent in your walk with God, whatever is not allowing you to be serious and committed to your walk with God, let God's hand destroy them now in the name of Jesus. I pray for you that heaven release into your life all the opportunities that will draw you closer to God. In Jesus' name, the desire for spiritual exercises that you need at this time to know God intimately, receive that desire right now. Receive the hunger right now. In Jesus' name, the passion and desperation that will move you to seek God for hours and days until you find Him. Receive the passion and desperation right now. In Jesus' name, I pray for you that as you end this year and cross over to the new year, you shall be wise in your decisions and choices. In Jesus' name, I pray for you that the hand of God will stop you from doing things that will cut you off from God's plans for your life in the new year. In Jesus' name, help us. Help us that we push you into greatness. Draw you into greatness and support you to enter into greatness. They shall now begin to look for you in the name of Jesus, and they shall find you in the name of Jesus. I pray for you that your understanding shall be enlightened by the light of God in Jesus' name. I prophesy that you shall understand things that are beyond human understanding. You shall understand heavenly things that are beyond human understanding and intelligence in Jesus' name. And such understandings shall take you far in fulfilling God's purpose in the earth. In Jesus' name, I pray that the Holy Spirit do something in you that will change the way you view people, the way you see people, and the way you see things in this world, such that you begin to see as God sees. In Jesus' name. Thank you, Father, for I know that you have answered. In Jesus' mighty name, I have prayed. Amen.